So head shave not working this week, Barry? I mean, you got like two Band-Aids there. What's going on?
I did an amazing thing. I went to a dermatologist who converted two spots that no one hardly ever noticed into two things that are unmistakable. So I think it's part of the new Trump care. Yeah, and that's something. The shaving's not working out. Yeah, those are intense, and I got this big speech tomorrow. Well, what the heck, man? You know, roll with it. They thought maybe they were trouble. So.
When the next people come on, just tell them you've been in a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking for the good story. Yeah.
Renee. Hey, Renee, welcome. Look at this. I got in a gnarly fight over the weekend. Yeah, I put it right into action, man. Just shows up and he's in. Yeah. Very good. So we had week six. We got into hearing about copywriting. Did that shake anybody's? I like your water bottle, man. It's less branded than mine. Big sticker. But I was on the road and had to buy one of these at an airport. It was like $6. I'm using it for like 4 months to make it.
Well, that's Boss bottle, same thing. It's like a $4 bottle of water, but these glass bottles, I've had this one probably 5 years now.
Yeah, you got to make it gentle out.
Nice glass bottle to drink out of. It's super heavy duty. I can't even believe they sell it.
Where do you get those?
Whole Foods, of course. Exactly. Where all expensive, overpriced water is sold.
The good water goes to be marked up.
I was actually, to your sort of lead in there, Barry, I was just about to start writing about this on the Facebook group. The thing that hit me the hardest, and I know I need to work with the most, from Brian, I loved his whole thing. It was so fun watching him work, just the way his mind works. Then, just his pacing and his open heart is so often he's talking, he's got his hand on his heart. You can just tell he's like constantly caring and, you know.
Good catch,
but one of the things that stood out to me so much was this idea of kind of, I'm going to use the example of Nike. You know, Nike's got this great motto, slogan, whatever, just do it. But I'm not Nike. No one knows who the fuck I am. So if I have, because I love like vague, like mysterious, but if I do something like just do it, it's like, just do what? Who the hell are you? You know? And so I can't think about marketing the way these companies do who've been around for 40, 50, 100 years. Mm-hmm. You've already established all of their name recognition. They are totally known, whereas I am not. So I've really got to be much more direct and very specific in saying, you know, I'm going to come to your event and do this amazing presentation that is going to achieve this for you. You know, as opposed to, you know, like my current tagline, you know, inspiration embodied is like, well, does that really mean anything to anyone other than me? I love it. But does it mean anything to someone who's coming to my site wanting a specific service?
Yep. Yeah. And as he said, it's wonderful to think they actually care about us and give us some thought. But, you know, the truth is, boy, that guy's passed millions and millions of dollars of copywriting through his brain. So I just felt like, and it's funny, you know, even when Nike launched, maybe no one knew what Just Do It was, but they could hire the guys of that era to start saying it. So they got a multiplier on it.
Right. It's a whole different thing. And I just thought that was such a great observation that we who are very small businesses can't think like the advertising that we've seen. We've all been imprinted with this advertising our whole lives, but we can't use that as our template.
Yeah.
You know, because it's functioning in a whole different way because of the context.
Yeah.
And we're not in that context.
That's exactly.
So, so that's going to be so helpful for me.
Yeah. I hear you got to look at what you did. Did anyone else kind of get a look at what they do and how they could make it more clear with the copywriting they're using? Anyone feel like they got into the expecting people to be creative and thinking like they think?
No, I've taken copywriting courses and stuff before because
definitely
a lot of it in the internet marketing world, and a lot of them always say one of their, you know, most valuable skills that they learn above anything else is copywriting, just because, you know, it's salesmanship through the written word.
Yeah.
Personally speaking, as somebody who's taking these types of courses before, I am grossly have not utilized everything I've learned over the years. So I still, it's not a skill that you'll just watch a webinar and, you know, and master. It takes, there's some people it takes years to, you know, to master this skill. So,
right. And I think it can, I think it's like a muscle, you know, I think we can look at it less. And it's funny, the more we look at it like a skill that we could master, like, you know, lifting weights, the less we lean towards being creative cutesy, you know, that that Brian talked about. We'll look at the basics. Does it do, here's what I got, here's what it'll do for you, here's what I want you to do next, you know, those three simple steps.
Mm-hmm. Like the first thing he said was the need to apply things you learn also.
Mm-hmm.
So, you don't learn straight away, you have to apply.
And Jeff owned that, you know, you owned that right when we first talked, you know, you were like, I know a hell of a lot of stuff and I'm not doing it, so.
Oh yeah, I know all this. All this internet marketing stuff. I got closets of courses of all this.
And I think I told you in our first talk is I don't want to be another thing that you just have in your closet. So
no, God no, exactly.
I'll push you to we'll have some time to do that. Did anyone else feel like they had their copywriting kind of nailed? And can we look at an example of something? And did the talk with Brian inspire you to change anything that you're now saying on your website or in your social medias?
I'm going to be honest, I'm not completely done with the module. I'm a little bit behind.
So
I had somebody write copy for my website a couple of years ago. We can look at.
Let's bring it up. What's the best website that's on? You put a link.
This is on www.breecrabtree.com.
Okay.
And it's in my about, and I think I should move it to another area.
I'll share that. You guys can bring that up on your own as well, but yeah. Oh, and you know something? I talked to Brian again. Man, we had a good talk. I hadn't checked in with him since last year, and he was like, he's got some time right now, and he said, if you guys can get a jump who are here on this live, he would totally be willing to take a look at your stuff and drop you a few lines back. He'll probably make an audio recording and send it back to you. But I wrote on the under the module that I didn't know where he was at nowadays. But he's totally happy to chat with some people. Gosh, he loves showbiz people. He's crazed. Recreation, goddess of gravity, San Francisco-based circus artist specializing in juggling and variety. Clear. Paracels.
This girl is my friend and owed me a favor and so wrote me this for my website.
Nice. Is she a writer? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I should hire her for reals.
For reals, man. Gravity ceases to exist. The laws of motion become mere suggestions. Really fun.
Bree, where do you think you might place this, if not in an about section?
Maybe in more a description of the show. This website, I don't maintain as much as my kids' website, but I like doing both types of entertainment.
And that one's Bree Street, right? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that one's just
one.
Right.
Much more targeted.
I look crazy.
That's good.
And I updated all my quotes from that previous branding.
That's great.
You've updated these quotes?
Yeah.
These are great. These totally speak to the person who would stop here for a party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because this is where I'm making most of my money right now. So I'm trying to conquer the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. What did you say? It cut out for a second. Something's losing you money?
This is making me the most money.
Gotcha. This is where it is. Yeah.
This is my low-hanging fruit. Yeah.
This is your 80-20, right? I mean, this is where 80% of your income's coming in. From 20% of your effort you're putting out.
Yeah.
I know we had a little talk about that this week. Interesting. Good. And is this where you were looking at changing one of those logos for? I know you had a handful done on Fiverr.
I've had these monkeys for a while. It needs to be a little bit updated. I've been really slow on the branding. I'm still going through that really intensely. Before any more money and hiring people without a clear vision.
Bree, I thought I have look at your pictures, which are excellent, and comparing them to the logo.
Yeah.
I like that it's a monkey, but the monkey should have at least as much energy as you have on the pictures.
Good point, yeah.
Right, the monkey's a little bit subdued and demure.
I think the other monkeys are better, maybe. Those are posted in the Facebook group.
Yeah. The logos you had worked on. Good stuff.
And then
it's like a fancy monkey in the logo, and then you have this crazy energy. So if it was a crazy energy monkey in the logo.
Yeah, I have about 8 monkeys with different energy levels.
Nice.
Nice.
I have a PDF, so.
Good. Okay. So
So I'm not relying on any copy on I'm just relying on visual effects basically to get people in.
Yeah, visuals and your testimonials are pretty huge on this homepage as well.
They totally speak to who you are and who you're looking for, who you serve best. How do you guys feel about photos that are cut off like this? They always feel so disembodied to me. Oh, where is that one? Disembodied to me. But you know, small thing. You're doing great work here. You know, and as far as the copy, so you have the about Bree down here on right on the homepage instead of really you're letting the testimonials do all the heavy lifting.
Yeah. And my friend made the website for me. I didn't really have a whole lot in some input, but I don't know why the about is right down there.
Right. Yeah.
But I wrote that about page.
Maybe it may be that whatever template, whatever thing this is built in, because about is your first link, that's what shows up at the bottom of the page. Okay. And that was actually going to be my input. I don't really want that about as the first thing. And I'm not a huge fan of the word services either.
I need to do a little restructuring in this website.
Right.
Some of those services I don't do anymore. I have a fairy show, but I don't do the fairy show anymore.
Right.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. Oh, so you don't even do that one anymore.
Yeah, it's like I almost.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I'd rather have that be shows, performances, you know, something else that doesn't. It's like, hey, I've got a menu of options for you to choose from, but services is just like service, like a cleaning service.
I think it should just say birthday party packages.
Yeah, party packages would be awesome.
Interesting. You know, then there's something else someone can do. It's funny, you have these kind of fonts that I consider a real piece of your branding on here. You know, this.
That one's terrible, yeah.
Well, you know.
I don't like that one.
Yeah, I'm just saying they're all part of branding. And here we get into the standard web font, which these can be used free with Google Fonts, and any designer can put these in. You know, get some nice, some fonts that match the rest of this thing. Really just, there's a lot of different fonts on this page, so it'll get a little bit crazy.
Okay, so choose a more reflective font.
Yeah, definitely. And they're just
and I'm gonna write it down.
Google fonts. Let me see one thing. I was just reading a blog post by a guy, and I said, boy, these fonts are just, I don't know. Boy, just put a dash in there, maybe.
And then I guess the other question, I mean, based on some of the stuff that we keep talking about, you know, this book now right up as a top menu item, you know, is that going for the sale too quick, or is that, you know, because it's not like right front and center, you know, does that just get that option?
Yeah, there's a radically different buying cycle on what Bree's doing.
I mean, right. Okay.
No doubt about it. We have to have that. Now, would I ever have that on a corporate site? Nah.
Someone birthday party was like, oh God, I could get that someone for my kid's birthday next weekend. They're like already ready to go, basically.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it may be a last minute thought, so you need to do that stuff. Yeah.
Right. Nice.
You can't actually book me now. They can't send me money. It's a contact form.
Yeah,
contact form.
But it starts that process of booking.
Yeah.
I feel like book now is probably better than saying contact.
I think I usually just get more phone calls. I've gotten like two messages ever from this website, maybe.
Yeah, I like the fact that your phone number is right there.
Yeah, I mean, you have that right
always
here.
Always easy.
I think is important for this. So, yeah, book now. One thing I would definitely change, I would make that contact. I mean, I just wouldn't have book now.
Okay, so instead of book now.
Yeah, it's easy change. And it's
contact now.
Yep.
Okay.
And do you have a calendar here of availability?
I just put the calendar up. I figured it out by myself. All of my library shows.
Jeez, man, good for you.
Starting June.
You figured it out yourself?
Yeah. I watched a YouTube tutorial. Because it is built in WordPress, and I can go in there.
Right. Oh, very good. Holy cow, that's great.
And then I think I'm going to upload the photo, because on the phone, this looks totally different.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
The world does.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't look bad here. I mean, completely readable. That's great. That's great, yeah. Camp awesome. Love that. Okay. Man, great. Okay. And you don't put like birthday parties on here?
No, these are just public.
Good. Man, that's great. Good for you, Bree. Hey, good for figuring this out and putting this up too. I think this it supports your brand that you're out there kind of doing your thing and working.
Yeah, I want people to know. And I have a little fan following, so they do come to my shows. I want them to come to a lot of shows.
That's awesome.
Because I've been doing this kids' night for 3 years. So I have, in this certain zip code I targeted, that's where my little fan base is.
Well, you know, something that I think we can all do, and this is a great example to do it. I mean, if you know, is this Alameda zip code?
Yeah.
And you gotta pound this thing just in that zip code, 5 miles, 10 miles within that zip code. People who know you, just a Facebook ad about the birthday party and send them right to a dedicated page on the website about birthday parties in Alameda.
Oh, just say in Alameda?
Oh, yeah, especially if you're known right there.
Yeah.
I could talk more about that, but that's a...
Yeah, I don't want to turn away other markets.
No one would ever see this page.
Oh!
No, this is just a Facebook ad that's only shown to people within 5 miles of Alameda.
Oh, cool.
And if you have some kind of a following there, you know, from Kids Night at, what is that, Ote's Mexican restaurant? Mm-hmm. You know, direct to your birthday party. Some people will know you there. Some will have heard of you.
Yeah. And,
boy, to show up in their Facebook feed, that would be really, that's some good ninja stuff right there.
Right, high impact.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's the girl we see at the restaurant all the time. Cool, birthday party. Good connection. Oh my God. You can target a small area like that so inexpensively. It's a joke. Maybe,
okay.
15 cents a click, something like that. Try it for $5 and see what happens.
Okay.
And you know how in this to come into this site and make a single page or, you said this was WordPress.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just to come in here and set up a single page about Alameda. Yeah.
Yeah. I could do that.
Yeah. Just come in here and set up a single page by Alameda.
I made the calendar page, so I can make another page.
Right, and then it just basically does not have a menu item to get people to it. It's okay. Just that you have that long link, you know, breetree.com/blah blah blah whatever.
Alameda birthdays. You know, and boy, to have that in your Facebook ad that sends them right to that Alameda page. And Bree, that's low-hanging fruit. You want to talk about something like that?
And then I had a question about making silly videos with brand products. I've been doing a lot of that this week. Should I put that on my blog?
Yes. My gosh, and you should put it on YouTube. Do you have them out there in the world somewhere?
No, they're not published yet, but I went crazy with some tape, 3M painting tape, because I've been painting my prop case, and I got more inspired with that rather than the Annie's, because I can't make any popcorn right now. I have no affiliation or I've had no gigs with 3M masking tape, but I made a tape video.
Awesome.
Oh, that would be so good. Will you post it in our group at least?
Yeah. I'll post it before I publish it for the world. I'll show it for you guys.
Please do. Put it in the group and let's talk about it and we'll kick around a couple ideas on how to most creatively do that.
Okay.
But boy, you know, just the access you have to good people at 3M through LinkedIn, through Twitter, to be able to get this video, get a little legs under it.
Okay.
Yes, 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 yes. Exactly what we're going to do. And it's funny, I think week 8 or week 9, I have three viral video, big viral video people who I've interviewed who I'm going to be sharing their videos all week. And boy, do they just have ideas on this exact thing about how to do it. Get them to take off. Yeah, I have Chris Bliss who, you know, I don't know how many millions. I think into the 3 digits now with his
Beatles. Oh my God.
Yeah, he talks about the entire beginning of it. Jason, Judson Lightley, who did Evolution of Dance.
Yeah.
Who else? Sean Haynes, who did a whole bunch with the...
Do you interview these people?
Yeah, yeah. Interviewed them all.
Awesome. Right.
And they're really good, their stories, and all aimed at entertainers. It's really fun. Who did he do it with? Britney Spears, someone like that, who did a whole bunch of videos for, and he's doing a whole new series now. So, yeah, fun to hear their talks about what we can do with our videos. So, okay.
Did you reach out to them through, like, kind of the connection challenge sort of stuff?
Yep, exactly. Judson, wow. I did through the connection challenge 2 years ago, and Chris Bliss, I knew I wrote an article about him once for a magazine, and then, Sean, I just looked at other people who were doing it and just reached out to them and just said, boy, I want to talk to you about this. Groups of entertainers who make good videos, who show up well on video. What do we need to do? And really good.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah. Should be according to Monsters. Birthday Monster. Oh, Renee wrote something interesting. And I'm
I just read that too.
Okay.
Birthday Monsters is the link and she removed.
I'm not sure exactly what that means, Birthday Monsters. Oh, well, maybe.
Yeah, that random company wrote to me and was like, can we put your website on our website? And according to the backlink theories, I was like, yeah, why not?
Good. Yeah. What?
That was a long time ago.
Oh, okay. That was just an agency in the Bay Area or something?
Yeah. I've never gotten a party from them, but we're linked.
Well, it's funny that they would like to put you on when your thing has all your contact info. I don't quite understand.
I know.
But yeah. Maybe it's a directory or something.
I think they're just...
I'll find it under contact.
I think we're just using each other for the backlink game.
Yeah. Oh, Birthday Man. Oh, this is what he was talking about. I'm not sure. Oh, Birthday Masters is a link and should be removed according to the module in my experience. Birthday Masters. Oh, so you're sending them to somewhere else that books you. Is that it?
I guess so.
Oh, yeah. I would get rid of that so fast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where was that link?
I don't know. Oh, this is what you were talking about. They wanted a link, so you're doing a link exchange.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, this is where they come and they start finding other people for birthday parties. Definitely not on your
site. Oh, because that's sending traffic away.
Yeah, that's not good. I see. Thanks so much for that, Renee. Good catch. I didn't even notice that.
Okay, remove.
See what you can do when you're watching, when you're not talking, and yeah, just listening. That's good. Good. Yeah, that one I... rid of for sure.
Yeah, so let them drive traffic to you, but don't drive traffic away from you.
And I don't think they want to. Yeah, like you said, that's just a link exchange. They're looking for low and easy people to do that with. Well, good. Good. And you keep stuff going on.
I need to create a children's Instagram account. This is kind of personal and business and whatever I feel like.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, these completely align. Oh, you did Booby Trap with Scott Neary.
Yeah, I love going down to LA and doing Booby Trap.
Great
Such
show.
Such a good show.
Cool. All right.
Well, maybe not your targeted kids marketing.
Right.
I know. It says Booby Trap right in the back.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I found
a separate account.
Good. Let's move on. You know, there's a couple things actually that I would love to talk about. Just kind of what we did in that last module. We did a that business card funnel in the last module?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if anyone had a chance to run that, but you know, business cards are a little outdated, but you still get them. I mean, I'm going to this thing tomorrow and I'll probably get 30 of them from this Blissful Women's Business thing that I'm speaking at. And they will go into a funnel with me because a lot of them will turn into private coaching clients. So
I love the business card funnel, and the first couple of steps, when I studied Japanese, I learned the Japanese way of
right
business card.
Yeah.
Take it with both hands.
Yeah.
Look at it, comment on it, then put it away. And they are strict with that.
Oh, yeah.
But it works. They do it in Sweden. People go, oh.
And they By the comment. Way, check out.
You actually give a damn. Mm.
Huh?
Oh, it just shows that you actually care.
Yeah, exactly. And usually people just take it and put it that way, and yeah, sure, and here's mine.
Yeah, it's not a good system. It's not respectful. So it's a great chance to kind of show up how we are. So I will just encourage, you know, you guys who are here live and those who listen on recording to put that, hey, Suzanne, good to see you, to put those into, put that funnel into use. That's a great one. I guarantee you, every one of us who's gotten a business card has a gig, two gigs, half a dozen sitting in business cards right now. And it doesn't matter how long ago it was. Just put it into use right now. Copy the steps exactly like I laid them out. I took those right out of my playbook that I do with business card. And boy, people are just so used to it going away and ending up in somebody's laundry. And later them pulling it out of the dryer going, how did this thing clog up my dryer? And if you can be different with a business card, if you can be the guy who does a little bit of follow-up, takes those steps, reaches out, invites a conversation, so powerful. That's why we get those things printed. So, and then next, you know, we talked about Brian's thing, Brian's beastly thing, which the homework is based on. Oh, you know, one thing I want to tell you about, we had found this checkbox. Betsy had just told me, she says the homework's been getting published late because of this one checkbox. So she's fixed it all. Even the Monday, the day one homework got updated, since you may have seen it if you looked at it yesterday. And it's good from now on, but it was weird. For some reason, it was delaying like 12 hours when we published it. So it's all up to date from now on, and she found the right checkbox to check. So sorry about that. If you got homework that was looked like it was from old modules, that's been fixed now. And then we talked about the 80-20 rule, which will show up in your life. It'll show up in your work. It'll show up as you create new projects. But I want everybody, and that's in the homework today. When I went to look at it, that's when I saw the old homework, and I called her and I go, what's going on? You know, the new stuff. So we figured it out on the phone together. But really, I challenge you in there to get really clear on the 20% of stuff you do in your day that's giving you 80% of your results. And to be so clear on it, even if you've thought about this concept before, to get it down on paper, on pencil, and because slowly over the next few weeks, I'm going to really challenge you to start pouring more time, more energy, more connection of your connection challenge into that 20% that gives you 80% of your results. It's out there and everywhere in relationships and business, even in diet and exercise, you know.
Yeah, and that, in fact, isn't that, what's his name? It's an Italian guy whose name rhymes with some kind of pasta. It's like linguine.
Oh, yeah, Pasteo. Yeah, he wrote, forget
the yeah, so he was the first one who came with it. And it is a broad-based general life principle.
Yeah, exactly.
In any Pareto, endeavor, the first 20% that you put in gives you the largest return.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really funny. I mean, in my database with Raspini Brothers, when I was at my height, I mean, I had about 850 producers, meeting planners, people in my database. And there was always, you know, for me, it was more like 90-10. And I even wrote about that in the homework. It was more like 10% of my database gave me 90% of my work. And when we get the 80%, 80-20 was written before the internet. Now people talk about it being the 95-5 rule, the 99-1 rule. And it's certainly that way in my sugar-free business. I know 90% of our income comes from the 10% of the work of people going through my sales funnel. And right now that's zero, but that was where I poured all the work in the beginning. So the 90% of other stuff I do for the sugar program, it just brings people into that then produces the 90% of the results. So
the other thing it really speaks to is this idea of completion, not perfection, because it's like, if you want to target a new market or whatever and get a new website started, it's like, if you get it 20% of the way there, you've done the majority of the work, you know? And you can spend the remainder of time, 80% more time to like fine tune it and tweak it. But just by getting that initial thing out there, you've now accessed that new market or whatever. And so just in terms of thinking of how we start new endeavors, that a 20% effort is enormously valuable.
And Sven, I think a perfect example of that is the one pagers that we build for CVIs. There's no other links on it. You know, we do it one time, we make this template, and then we just go in and change it with the company name and the video we put on it. But that's a perfect example of not needing the big ass website, you know, just a landing page.
That's kind of how I feel about just about getting like a website up right now. Cause I don't, you know, there's a lot of stuff to change and do, but it would be better just to like do something little, so I have the like shell and then can build out from there.
Yeah, Colin, I would say right now you would do so well to challenge yourself in the next week before we meet again to have a one pager up. And yeah, can you put another link onto it that goes to an about page or a contact page? For sure. But can we get a home page that just builds this new reputation you want to go to without the kilt? You know, we could talk about it and wait. You know, we could talk about it and wait forever, but really, if we just get a photo up, a headline, a USP.
Yeah, and on that, I bought the domain. I don't know if it's too general. I'd love to get all of your opinions on it. But I bought the domain colinentertains.com because, you know, Colin Campbell is some real estate guy, and I also just thought it would be... they're two like pretty simple words to remember and understand. And I can have different landing pages as like, you know, host and MC, you know, show, corporate, college, and kind of break it down. Is that good or is that too generalized?
I don't have a problem with it. You know, I'm not real hung up on domain names. I'm hung up on what happens once we have it, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, right, once they get there, how, you know, and I really like Brian's concept of right off the bat, in order to create the audience, so to speak, the prospect experience of immediately creating their own affirmative experience, you offer those choices. Are you a college looking for a great entertainer? Are you a corporation looking for a knockout event? Are you a, you know, whatever? And so they immediately go, yes, I am a college looking for a great entertainer. They've already done an action and had an experience where they affirmed this is a good fit. Mm-hmm. And then that immediately channels them into the very targeted, you know, market specific page that says college shows. And like, yes, we are a college looking for shows. This is so great. This is so perfect.
Right.
You know? So I really liked that idea of how to handle, if you've got a few different things you're trying to target, how to, you know, handle that without being confusing or dispersing your message.
Right. Awesome.
And it's interesting, Colin. Yeah, I will offer that I think colleges and corporates are very radically different markets. And
yeah,
it would be hard to imagine that pricing is different. You know, the needs of the audience is radically different, especially in a corporate person's mind. They're like, oh my God, they do college shows. So right, that is a bit of a leap. If you want to meet Colin Entertains for corporate stuff, please do. And within that, maybe you can have some trade shows. Maybe you can have some general session opening. Maybe you can have MC, banquet MC. Entertainment after dinner.
Right.
I'd be a little leery of...
Right, mixing college in there. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally hear you. I have that same, you know, thought and feeling when I had sort of come to that discernment.
But it's a great domain. I mean, it's totally, it sets a picture, and I think it goes along with just your branding of fun and entertaining, and it's clean and simple.
Right.
And then, too, it's like Colin Entertains Colleges is your college-specific site.
Yeah, right.
That could work. Yeah. UC College. Oh, that gets, that's good for Colorado and California.
Yep,
UC Colin. I don't know.
So you could you can lump stuff together as long as it has like the same sort of overall fit.
Please, yeah.
Yeah, I see.
On our site, we certainly talk about trade shows and different areas to use as breakout sessions, after dinner entertainment, MC. But yeah, it's all very based on a corporate audience. So
I see. Okay.
Yeah, boy, get the college stuff somewhere else. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And,
you know, look at even the headlines for the college market versus the headlines for the corporate. They could be no different, right? You know, in fact, they should be so different that each one kind of scares the other away.
Right. That's
really
very true.
Really should. Same as kids' parties. And yeah. So, you know, those are the big pieces of module six. They're never ending. The copywriting all this week. There's exercises in the homework where I do kind of push you to the ends of, you know, write 20, write 50 of these things, and you know, let's see your best one, and let's, you know, I'd love to hear where you get 80-90% of your results from, as far as you know what you've done in the program so far that could change your game 80-90%. What 20% of Showbiz Blueprint has already given you the ability to do that, and let's work on that for these last. You know, this last section of it, and then going forward. Mm-hmm. That's what I'd love to see.
Mm.
Yeah.
And back on that copywriting brainstorm too, it's been really fun when people have been posting on the Facebook page, like, what do you think about this as a tagline or whatever? It's just fun to start playing, you know, and that's what we've done, some of us over there, is just start tweaking variations, and eventually you get that one where you're like, that's the one.
Oh.
Yeah, that one nailed it. But yeah, it's just like you just write it over and over and over and change one word at a time or two words or whatever. So effective.
And I think maybe a good way to think about doing that is like, you know, we're all entertainers. We like doing tricks and performing for people and like using the creative process. And that's just another creative process to.
Yep, exactly. Super fun.
I mean, we do that in our conversational phone calls in our sales funnel. Like we treat people, we let them see who we're going to be when they hire us. Just how we interact with them from the very beginning. So, hey, along the lines of that, let's see, you know, I see Jeff did some good stuff here. In addition to traveling to two shows this weekend, apparently you fit this in as well. I think you're muted. Let me see. I'll unmute you. Yeah. So you redid this, you got rid of some of the other stuff from, this is a big change from last week.
Well, no, that's.
Or is it a different website?
Well, it's a different website. Okay. And then that's the original. Yeah, the other Beach Boy one is the original one that I'm still keeping up, even though it's not, I don't know. We didn't look at this one last week. We looked at the one I'm still trying to make.
Gotcha.
Both of my designers on Fiverr are kind of MIA. So I can't get a hold of them. So now I'm fielding other designers or looking for other designers because I don't know where my guys went.
Oh, man.
So I'm trying to put this together myself through various YouTube tutorials.
Okay. And what is this based on? Is this, what system is this?
This is all WordPress. And okay. I use a thing called Thrive Themes.
Right, Thrive. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, this is, this kind of looks like, I know what you're aiming for with this thing. Where do you feel like this headline's at? Welcome to the new music industry.
I'm not crazy about it.
Okay.
Because I'm not, the whole thing about this is this kind of sets me up almost like as a consultant, like you are. And I don't really want to consult.
Yep.
I mean, I don't want to do courses and classes, you know, the way you do them.
Gotcha.
My whole focus is being able to create these funnels for people.
Yep.
Preferably with a software that I own.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
Until that software gets created, I have to kind of use, I have a, you know, you can buy those kind of, you know, like agency licenses for various software. So that's what I did. I bought an agency license for Thrive theme. So I can, I can either hire somebody to do this stuff for me, or I can learn how to do it myself and construct these things for people. But this is all very service based as far as like almost like coaching consulting. And I have no interest in being a coach. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just scribbling a headline for you that, you know, based on the Brian stuff off the tail end of hearing this, you're a musician. No one knows you. Let's fix that.
Oh, yeah. I like cool. it.
I like that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think about the Brian Keith Boyles thing. It's like, yo, what is it?
Pain. That's awesome. Pain. That is very cool.
You know, I think that gets you way out of the consultant thing here. And you know, what you're going to lead them into, I imagine, is a funnel where you kind of talk about, here's the problem. Here's the solution, you know, and here's the software. I forget the state of your software. I know you said it was working, but.
Well, it's, I'm combining a bunch of different things. I mean, as far as the software development end of it, I mean, that's a $2 million project. That's going to be I'm on in business plan mode for that at the moment.
Good. So, I mean, is there a version of it that happens before the $2 million go into it? Is there, you know,
or is that the Thrive WordPress stuff?
Well, that's what I'm using. I'm using Thrive WordPress, and I'd love to talk to, you know, our boy over at Mago, you know, what's happening over there. Cause I think his back end is great as far as the funnels and, you know, and the follow-up is great. His front end though, it'd be great if there was some sort of a capture page or a landing page builder built into his software. So if there's a way to do all of that in one, that's what I'm looking to build. But in the meantime, putting these funnels together. So the idea was, I guess, you know, hopefully this is all, you know, business confidentiality stuff here. But I have True Artist 360 is essentially positioning itself to be the marketing or the marketing and management arm. And then the software in development is going to be called Band Funnels.
Okay.
So, that's where I'm at with that.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be, you know, Band Funnels by, you know, by True Artist 360 or something like that. And I'm not married to this name either. So this is all very infant stage stuff.
Okay. You know, and all of it, Jeff, is really long-term planning, you know, with getting $2 million, getting the backing, hooking them with other partners. What would you do if I challenged you to make money on this thing in the next 30 days?
Oh, totally. No, I've already had like meetings with like other impersonators and entertainers and musicians, just sat them and told them about this whole concept and kind of introduced the idea of internet marketing to other entertainers, kind of, you know, how you do, you know. But rather than being a coach or a consultant like you are, I would much rather handle the tools end of it. You know what I'm saying?
So if I challenge you to make money on it in 30 days, could you, I mean, even if you got them into ActiveCampaign, Aweber, whatever it was, could you write a set of funnels that if you're at this level, get your mailing. Oh, is something happening in the back? There's some, some noise going down. I'm not sure what that was.
So okay. I think that was me playing with a business card on my desk.
Gotcha, no problem. Yeah, no problem. Throws my brain into a dizzy. You know, even if you just gathered up a handful of tools, I mean, could you take your mailing list and just say, here's four different funnels that I can set up for you with your band, put them into an active campaign or an AWeber or whatever it is. I mean, I tell you, you can have this thing always be developing, or there can be some small steps you can take. And today's market almost demands that you start taking some small steps, interviewing people, surveying them, talking about, so that you find out their real needs. Because right now,
exactly. I bet,
you know of needs, but they may not be the ones that are really scaring and bugging people and keeping them awake at night. Does it institute band funnels before it's band funnels?
Sure. Of course. Okay, yeah, definitely. I've already been talking to a lot of them. What I get from speaking to most of them is a lot of the people I talk to are also older too. So the technology scares a lot of them away. And also just, like most entertainers, just general marketing stuff. They don't have the time or the inclination to study any of this stuff.
No work they need to do. I mean, that's the number one thing you have to tell them. This is not harder on their part. Because if you're saying more work to do, you're dead. You're dead at the beginning.
Exactly.
You can't sell them more work to do.
Right. And it also seems like the idea of the funnels helps those technology frightened artists avoid the technology. Because the funnels can largely be based just on basic email and phone calls. They're not having to, right?
Yep. Well, yeah, the way the software I have in mind is more of an automated type of thing. But to your point, it should be simple. That's the whole thing. Like, a lot of these systems out there are not simple. So they're, they call Infusionsoft Confusionsoft.
Yep.
I mean, so then there's a reason why, because it's not simple.
Yep.
That's why, I mean, you don't use Infusionsoft, do you, Barry?
I did for 18 months, and I'm clean now.
Exactly. That's why. So, I know that's probably beyond the scope of this.
Yeah. We can get into that. I can talk to you about that ad nauseum.
But yeah,
we will.
And I just kind of want to dovetail. I saw a great presentation that kind of harnessed this idea, where the idea was, I know I want to write this book because I know there's an audience for it and know people need it. Before the book is even written, I'm going to start selling the book.
Yeah.
Once enough people have bought the book, now I'll sit down and write it and send it out. And so it's like, you can do the very similar thing here of, like, before you have the product, get people on board and working with you.
Yeah.
So you already got your people lined up as soon as you launch. It immediately goes big.
Exactly. Exactly.
A great model of that was just modeled with the Steve Martin comedy writing class. I got to read the details behind that from one of the groups I'm in, but they talked to Steve Martin, got him to agree to teach this class once they got it to $1 million in sales. So there was no date. There was no anything. They just bought massive amounts of Facebook ads. They got to the million, and then they said, okay, the date starts now. But, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And that's exactly why I even just started with getting the ball rolling in the first place, because based on several, meetings I've had with both, people in the software service development business and other investors, who are interested in helping me with this, it's like, well, let's put a business plan together, marketing plan together, and it's $2 million thing. And then I'm meeting with all these people that want to take us up to San Francisco and work with their, investors and all that. And then I've got an uncle over here that's got a software development service. And he's like, look, they won't talk to you until they can see that there's at least $1 billion, market potential. So that's what I'm looking at. So I'm just like, how do I scale up, a band funnels thing that ultimately needs to be easy and affordable to $1 billion company?
Well, you know, my thought about that is one customer at a time, and that first customer is the hardest. And with a squeeze page, I just brought this up on the screen. This is one of our funnels for our sugar-free business. These are not things my brain works well with, but this is what funnels look like, and it's all based on behavior. If they click on something, they come over here. If they read something, if they watch a video, they go over here.
Oh yeah.
But this is good stuff. This is where the money is, down here at the bottom of these funnels. So.
But what are you using? That's not like ClickFunnels or anything, is it?
This is ActiveCampaign, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Just another one of the many that are out there. So, yeah, I'll just tell you, that stuff's big, but it's where it is. But this all started, though, Jeff, where to start with you, with the simple squeeze page, opting people in, helping them beyond their wildest dreams, and then using that testimonial for lateral referrals and vertical marketing.
Yep.
So.
And I mean, the other great thing, whereas it would seem like some of this software is generated by people who don't know anything about being in a band, you do.
Exactly.
You get to be a super authority because you've got this incredible depth and understanding on one side and incredible experience of having been in the shoes of these musicians you're trying to appeal to. You know, so exactly. I think really drawing on that capital.
Exactly. Is very, very helpful. Which is why I'm not going the coaching route, because there's tons of rock and roll music business coaches out there now. I mean, everybody who's ever done anything or had a record deal now is putting out a coaching program. So I have no interest in being a coach.
Yep.
The whole thing here is I want to, it's like the old saying, the people that made the most money in the gold rush were the ones that sold the picks and the shovels. So that's, I want to sell some picks and shovels, but I want it to be good. You know,
all that happened. I always love when people mention that, because it happened right here in my town where I live. this is a gold mining town of California. How funny. And there's a pick shop that just opened up. I'm like, what was wrong with that guy's business plan?
Well,
a little bit late to the game.
Yeah, he's selling like prospecting things. And I just saw it opened up downtown. I'm like, what the hell?
My dad is really into gold hunting. People still do it.
Does he come up here? Oh, yeah, they do it all the time. My neighbors do it. Does he come up here? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tons of gold bugs out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so that's where that is, Barry. I mean, and I know, like I said, it's probably beyond the scope of all this.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah, but I will spend some time getting into that with you, because I know it's where you need to go, and I'm gonna push you, just as I will for all of us, to get up something very simple, no matter what we have right now, get up something simple that we can take action on. You know, Robert, I saw I did it with, and you got this great call from this, you know, mega client. You just took a little tiny step, and you got any development on that you can share?
I recorded an English version of the voiceover, 2 a.m., so I had to whisper into the mic. I posted the link on the Facebook.
Right.
I didn't get it there today yet. Good.
I closed Facebook because I didn't want it to pling during the call.
Yep. Good. I haven't checked it today, but I put my notes right here. I'm going to check it after the call.
Yeah, so I'm going to send them. I told them I was going, because these people, they said in the email, they sent me 3 emails. First, is this the event, blah, 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 blah. Then another one, will you be able? And then, we would really like to book you. Can you call?
Ah!
And this was, so I called them, I talk, and they want pickpocketing, which means they want me, or they're going to have to find someone in the subway. That's basically it.
That's right.
So now I just need to make sure that they think they have the right decision. That's basically it now. I told them, because they asked for price, I said, I'll send the price and a few IDs on Monday, latest Monday night. So after this call, I'm going to send them something. That's basically it.
Very good. Well, you know, I just want to say, taking action, I'm bringing one other thing up, taking action on the smallest piece you can, you know, for Jeff or Sven, anyone. You know, you guys, Colin's new piece, just get one single thing in front of people. It's going to be the hardest one you ever do. You know, that 0 to 1 is a beast, but 1 to 2 after that, 100% is easy. So, you know, we can do all this. So if you feel like you don't know what that one is, jump into the group, peg me down. Everybody has something they can do right now. And I love seeing people who are stepping in and doing it. And if you feel stuck, I don't know what to do next.
Yeah, there seems to be some quite a few things that kind of pop out, at least for me, as far as just things that need to get done throughout the week, because things usually end up falling in, because like the one project is one of several. I mean, last week I had this, you know, surprise meeting at this resort over here that, you know what I mean? So, and now there's other stuff going on, so it gets a little crazy trying to manage the time and figure out how to approach all of these different things. Everything seems to need to be attended to right then and there as it's happening. So long-term stuff, as far as like launching my own software business, sometimes gets put to the back burner when I'm
doing and
other things in the entertainment industry that require immediate attention, unfortunately.
Yeah. And you know, I'll, you know, do whatever I can virtually to kick your ass out of that, man, because I the only thing I think about when I hear that is I see that old cartoon image of months flying by on the calendar.
Oh, man. God, it totally.
Man, it kills me to even think that I don't want to be a part of that, so I don't want to add more to that. So, you know, whatever will make the 80% difference in your life, you know, financially or artistically satisfying, entrepreneurially, whatever. Let's find the 20% that can make that happen.
Cause it's, totally. No. And that's one of the things. I mean, I'd much rather spend, you know, I'm spending my time here right now with this group of people because, you know, even though my phone's blown up with, you know, when do we do this? When do we have this? When is this meeting happening and all that stuff? I can definitely take the time out of my day to do this because it'll help the other stuff anyway. Sorry.
Okay. No.
Cool.
You know, hey, if you're dealing with something, I know other people on the call are. That's just the way groups are. There's never anything alone here.
Oh, it never fails.
Yeah. So, you know in your hearts, everybody, that, you know, if you put 10%, 15, 20% of Showbiz Blueprint into effect, you can start having results. I mean, I've already seen some of you guys doing that, you know, just in the conversations, in the phone calls, proposals you make. And then just start layering on the other stuff. Don't feel like it all has to happen in a linear fashion. You know, to some extent, I had to throw darts towards the end of this thing to see where, because I know by week six, week seven, people are behind. You know, it's just, we have lives going on. So it's all in there. You'll be digging into it. But boy, let's extract out. And that's what I ask you in today's homework is extract out the one thing you can do right now that'll have an 80% change in your business. I know it's in there for you. Yeah.
Yeah, setting up the funnels is already showing some result, and they are wonderful. Just putting in automated, just so.
Yeah.
Post the booking, post show. Didn't get the gig funnel.
Yep.
First one exactly. Went out yesterday.
Oh, Danny Orleans just wrote. Can someone tell me where to find the instructions to make the CVI? Yeah, this is great. This is just recorded. This is all. This is a big chunk of Module 7, which you know, comes out Saturday. Another couple things are being put into it, but redoing the entire course this year required some things to be redone. So it's coming out, and I'll tell him that. Yep. Yeah, and it's so funny. Technology's changed so much since I've done that. I do it in Camtasia, but you can do it in iMovie. You can do it in Premiere Plus. You can do it on an iPhone. You can literally put together a CVI on an iPhone now. I saw my 15-year-old because I showed him one. I said, how would you do this on iPhone? He goes, oh my God, this is a joke to do this, you know, on a phone. So I'm showing how to do it in Camtasia, and I'll probably show how to do it in Premiere Pro because I do that on my other machine here. But that's two ways. But boy, easy to do it. But, you know, the basic steps, which I think Patrick even commented here. I was just taking a look at this. Man. Jeez,
yeah, there's several good comments there on how people are approaching that.
Man, I was at a crazy weekend here. My father-in-law's, oh, God, in the hospital, and my wife was gone, so I became daddy all weekend. I didn't get to deal with any of this stuff. Maybe Angie calling. Yeah, I wanted to show Robert's thing since he's here. Hey, and hats off to Patrick, too. I don't think he's here today, but... Man, putting up a blog and just writing a single article about Winnipeg based on the stuff we did, man. Lee. And it's funny, Sam jumped in and said, you know, I wouldn't spend too much time on, but that dude thinks in millions of site visits. He does not think in the world that we're playing in, you know. If you're in Winnipeg and there's people looking for traffic, hell, I go against Sam. I said that to him on a thing. I said, man, let him have company party in Winnipeg. Let him have 8 articles on that. I don't want you guys have that, you know. Have 8 mistakes people make on corporate events in Las Vegas. I mean, Jeff, to have an article where 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 things, 5 different articles, just different titles. They'll find them different ways. Corporate mistakes and how to solve them in Las Vegas. Gosh, own that word for, are you kidding me?
Yep.
Yeah. Please. So I went against Sam and then he goes, oh yeah, that makes sense for what you guys are doing. Because, you know, he looks for how can I get 1 million visits to a website? That's what his clients are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he says it's not quite worth it on that. Okay, good. Now, this isn't the one, Robert. Oh, wait.
Wait, do you want the one with the sound and the voice? Yeah, hold on. I'll put it in the chat. I think that's it.
Okay.
No, wait, let me do like this just to... it's going to start... I'll put it in the chat. Where did the chat go? What happened?
Here's the chat. I love the way that comes across.
I know, like, what is he saying?
Here is the chat.
What, did you find something where I speak in Swedish?
No.
Okay, this is going to be fun. No, Rick, remember, I had to whisper. This was 2 a.m.
I know. Well, it's only backs up. So it's 3:30, and the first thing I look at is the long. You can probably shave off some time on this, you know, maybe if you weren't whispering, but let me get the mic close enough to play the audio for this, too. Oh,
feedback. Close.
Okay. 25 year celebration in September at Circus Stockholm. Cool. After review, my name is Rob Case, and after reviewing details with Isabel Nagel from MCI Company, we arrived at three major points. First is Walker on Magic, the guest and talking. And second is during the stage show, we want to have your games incorporated into the show and make the CEO a part of the show, the action on stage. With that, we hope to turn an audience like this, which is okay, into a little more like this. So, who am I and why should anyone care? That is a very good question. Part one of the answer would be experience. I have hundreds of corporate shows and I performed around the world, including Italy, Portugal, and China. And also, pickpocket expert. You don't see those every day and usually not on stage. Now, during the event, your event is everything. I will literally walk through fire to make this the best event possible because this is my passion. So with this, we're going to get a lot of bang for the bucks. We're going to get a great atmosphere. We're going to break the ice. And as I said, we're going to have a bit of customization. I'll talk more about that later. With this, I'm not just selling a great event. I'm selling long-term the memory of your event, not just a week, not just a month, but for years. So what will they see? First, on the close-up, they're going to see magic literally happen in their hands. That's something you don't see every day. It usually stays with them for a really long time. Then on stage, they're going to see my pickpocketing show, which is taking me around the world. They're going to see me steal wallets, cell phones, everything like that. Watches, everything in their pockets, and even a few things that they never think anyone can steal. And as we said, we're going to incorporate some references and jokes specific for you. So, let's talk about that. Here are some preliminary ideas I already have about the event. First of all, knowing the evolution game Battlefield that, at least to me, made Dice famous, I think I take people up on stage and then disarm them by finding weapons in their pockets there. Getting up on stage, emptying their pockets of guns, grenades, and they have no idea where any of this came from. Second, CEO, you can either make him appear out of an empty box, which could have the company logo, or you spill and still have discount games. Secondly, I'm going to make the CEO my fellow thief. Mask and all, that's going to help me steal during the evening. And quickly, during the mingle session, I just don't perform. I also make sure that people talk outside a group by luring people in that are watching, so the groups grow larger, and afterwards people will talk with people they usually wouldn't. We'll get a great social atmosphere. And I will also create opportunities for people to take pictures, and so I can write, and I will encourage it. They will write about the event on social media. What a great time to have. So this is a little what I hope to do for you, and let's make this the best event you've ever had.
All right.
And you can go see these other videos on YouTube. Robert, quick, immediate thing. The one thing that jumped out to me that I felt was might work against you just the teeniest bit. You're going to make the CEO your fellow thief and with mask and all. The image that you show there, if I'm the CEO or possibly even one of the corporate people in this meeting talking about this, I'm like, there's no way in hell you're putting me in that fucking mime outfit and making me go on stage.
They feel that.
You know? Now. Right. Like I'm a guy who exists in a suit and a tie and I command respect and I'm head of a major corporation. You're not making me look like a goddamn clown up there. So what I'd really love for you to do is borrow a friend, put them in a nice suit and tie, you know, however you think this company people, how they actually dress your friend like them. Put them in some setting where you can take a photo of them with the mask on. Like, I think the mask is fine. But make it one that, you know, photo of someone in the mask in your show who these people will relate to, not some cartoon character.
Yeah.
Because for me, I just went like, ugh, I'm not going up on stage with that guy. Don't make me look like a clown.
Interesting, yeah.
Well, do you already do the mask thing? Like, is it a tested thing?
No, they asked me specifically. They want me to do something that, you know, made fun of the CEO a little.
Yeah.
The original idea they wanted me to steal from him, and I might do that as well.
You should.
Yeah, of course. But if I have a routine where I make someone my helper, and I'll steal from them then as well, but they also help me steal things.
Which is great.
Then he's going to insert him into that one. Because anyone can be there. Otherwise, yeah. I have to go by what people have on them.
Right. But yeah, so that's an easy photo to stage, you know, and make that more specific to this market, you know. Get your person in the business suit, put them in a hotel, whatever. Get somewhere where you can get a shot that looks somewhat realistic as though it came from a show.
Plus, there's a ton I just found here just looking at corporate mask. You know, just guys like this even. You can probably find one that's pretty well set up.
Right. Something like that. But where it has the business element, you know, all of these, it's like there is a business suit involved.
Yeah. And,
you know, greater sense of heroism, not just like thief in the night, burglar in a mime shirt.
Yeah. Hey, look. Yeah, there's plenty here. Let's tell you, I love the feedback on this thing. And, you know, just first off, Robert, are you open to some feedback on this?
I am very open.
All right. Very good, man. I'd love to get permission for that first. So, you know, one thing I want to say, I played with the speed during that so you can hear the difference between normal speed, 1.25 and 1.5. It comes alive at 1.5. I mean, you can hear it mine. I stand up. I know you're doing it late at night and whispering too. But if you can pick up your voice and use some music that's a little more upbeat, that thing would be 2 minutes, 30 seconds for sure. You'd cut 45 seconds off it. That said, be smiling during this thing. Stand up and look for words that you can kind of cut out. You guys watch three of mine. You can see I don't change the words at all. I mean, I basically put in the company name and I keep it short. You got into the trap a little bit in the middle of that thing of reading what's on the slides. And if there's a lot of words on the slides and you have to read them, it slows it down a lot. So think about short. Make yourself a 2.5 minute limit on these things. Be standing up. Get some music. I have a nice little piece of music I use in the back of all mine, just a royalty-free piece I grabbed somewhere. And I'll show how I do that in the you'll see all that in the full CVI explanation lesson on week 7.
Where did you put the link up for the CVI to grab?
They're on the – oh, it's is it in the week 5?
Week 3, I think.
Week 3?
Yeah, I'll say it's further back.
I do too.
Week 3 module or?
Let's see. Instapage, CVI. Yeah, on week 3 template, there's modifying the CVI, and on right on that page that it takes you to, you get the it's in there. I think it's also in the resources. Should be. No, maybe it's not.
In the module resources. Yeah. I'll look right now.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, in the resources, just all the way on the left on the menu. You guys have resources there?
Yeah.
We better, or I gotta tell Betsy to check her check marks. You guys have this thing here?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, right here, modifying the CVI. And on this page, you'll see the...
Hold on, I didn't see it. Can you show it again?
Here.
Oh, resources. Oh,
yep. Okay. And then modify the CVI template, and then here.
I haven't even noticed that. Yeah. Okay, great.
I don't go in there. I stay away from that. Uh-huh. Yeah, good. So in there and down here, there's funnel sheets and stuff. This is probably showing everything in here because mine's at the end of the course and yours gets released as it comes out. It's set up that way. Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Barry.
Yeah, you bet. That'll be good. So Robert, man, the number one thing I'd say is just more energy in your voice. Pick up the pace.
Yeah.
And you did that in English. Is this a Swedish company or no? You did it in English.
It's a Swedish company.
How come you did it in English?
So that we would be able to show you guys.
Yeah.
Because you said, Barry, post everything here first before I say
it. Yeah, you're awesome. I would love to see the Swedish one just to feel the energy, you know?
Yeah.
I really would.
Just imagine the Swedish chef from the Muppet Show.
Just imagine that. Nice. It would be actually a real joy to hear it without
understanding. Yeah, totally.
Just
I will post it later.
Okay.
And that'll also, I think, if we get to listen to it where we can't actually understand the words, it'll really help gauge the tempo and the pacing and whatnot.
Totally.
Be
great. Oh my God, what a hero, man, doing it in English just for us. That's amazing. So cool. So you redid this whole CVI in Swedish with the Swedish writing and everything.
Yep.
Dude, wow. Wow, you got good practice doing it a second time in English. Thank you. That's really cool.
I tried to personalize it a little later. So it's not just straight off what you do, Barry, but keeping the general structure. But that's a later thing when I'm not on the clock.
Yes, exactly. And did you put it onto a landing page, or is it on did you just send him a YouTube link?
I haven't sent it yet. I waited for feedback before sending it.
Awesome. So are you going to put it on a landing page?
I could do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Put it on a landing page where you kind of summarize, hey, you know, just like my landing page, just copy that text if you want, turn it into Swedish. But, you know, and then just put on there, thanks so much, here's the thing, and contact when you'll get back to them. You're going to get this one, man. It's going to be great. I hope you're charging enough.
I hope so, too. I doubled my prices.
Do you think that's enough for them to take you seriously?
I don't know.
Who is this company? They're a giant video game company or something?
Have you heard of Battlefield or...
None of it.
The big one of the biggest first-person shooter games. Okay. I don't play first-person.
Right. So they're a pretty huge, successful company. They pull in... They're a multi-million dollar, probably $100 million a year plus company or something, right?
Yeah, they also made Mirror Edge.
This is it, DICE.
Games. Yeah, there they are.
And what's the meeting you're going to be at?
It's their 25-year jubileum, anniversary. Oh, I forgot to translate that word.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Jubilee is good. Yeah, anniversary, 25-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah, intuitively, my main concern is that you're not charging enough as well.
Yeah.
I'm worried about that. I don't know what you're actually charging, what your normal price are, what it would be to double it. But my guess, just intuition, is you probably really think about charging more.
Yeah, well, they can definitely afford it.
Yeah, they can afford it. And this is just a one-night-only party. It's not part of a three-day conference or anything?
It is part of, I think they have 2 or 3 days. But this
awesome.
Is
awesome.
I'll just be there one day.
Okay, first thing I want to tell you is don't go for just being there for one day. Find out what else on that thing you can MC and put that onto your landing page. Is there an award ceremony? Is there a breakout session? Do you guys want to, you know, have a bunch of ideas and then have the one price be about 90% of 100% of what you want? And then if you drop down one of the things, have the first price be about 80% of what you'd actually love to make for doing this. And then have a couple add-ons to do a breakout session. Talk to them about security. Talk to them about awareness. Talk to them about body language. I mean, that's a big part of your business is body language.
Oh, yeah.
And then have another one where you can MC their award ceremony or come out 2 or 3 times during their award ceremony to do a little 5 or 7 minute bit, and that adds on some more money. But if they just say, we just want the show, have that be an amount that you're so happy with that you just go, oh, my gosh, I just made, you know, so these
right, 5x normal.
What's that?
Yeah, so happy because you're like, I just made 5 times normal or whatever.
Right. And then if they want to have you come on twice during the award ceremony, great. If they want to have you do a breakout session, great. But that's another 10% of the money. Hey, Cliff, good to see you, man.
Hi, yes.
That's another 10% of the money or so. But boy, cover the most of it in just that appearance fee. And do you want to share how much you're charging translated into dollars and I can tell you?
I translated on the Facebook post.
Sorry about that. Shoot, I did not catch up this morning.
No, it's no problem.
Dude, I'll show you. Look, my Facebook thing says 39 messages. So I have not even looked at it today. So
that's I can get up. Let's see the trans, because I cannot translate it in my head. No.
I don't even know what.
Usually I take let's see. I was translating into dollars, so usually. What is that? Usually I am around $1,476, I think.
Okay.
All right, call 1,500.
So you doubled it to like 3,000, 2,500, 3,000?
Well, I haven't sent it to him yet, but I was thinking of charging $2,839.
Gotcha. So, and I'll tell you, you run the risk with a company like this of appearing as not ready.
Exactly.
I know it's scary, man. I know it's really scary. But I'll challenge you to not charge anything less than $5,000 for an appearance at this thing and to offer other things that bring it up to you translate that into Swedish money now and you're going to go, okay, I can breathe. But I'll challenge you to do that and to offer a couple other things that bring the price up to $6,000. You know, the MC work during our MC throughout the day, a couple of two or three appearances during their award ceremony, which they will definitely have at night. And then the third thing is a breakout session on body language, perception, and security.
All right.
The great thing is that because you're charging the bulk of that price for your appearance, those other add-ons seem like a super value.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, cool. He's going out of his way for us.
Yep.
You know?
And Robert, you can do all of that right now. I promise you. I just know enough about you to know you could do those right now if you had to.
Yeah.
And then charge $1,000 each, whatever that comes on to for those upgrades. You know, the appearances, the awards, $1,000, that's to six. To seven is the breakout session. And to 8,000 is the
MC and awards.
Yeah, the MC.
Oh, no, the security thing. Yeah, there's three.
Yeah. And they'll, you know, they're going to take you a lot more seriously. This is going to feel a lot better. You're already doing something that they've never even imagined just with this CVI. So let's appear this way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Should I then try to send them all these ideas with prices now, or should I send the price for a show now and then add on ideas later? Because
put it all on the landing page.
All on the landing page.
Appearance fee for the one night event, add-ons that you may want to look at. You know, we can do that just with extras. Breakout session. You got to look excited about this, man. I know it's probably scary as hell, but you know, have three add-ons and just put the price of those and make them line items. It's not a big deal, the money for these people.
Right.
I tell you what, you were planning on charging for this thing is less than they pay for bottled water at this event. It is. I promise you. It's less than they're paying for coffee in the morning at their, if they have a 500, 800 people there, they're paying that for coffee.
They're going to have 1,200 people there, I think.
So you figure $3. So they're already paying almost $4,000 for coffee, and for the breakfast banquet, and you got to, don't come in too cheap on these things. It's easier to blow a gig by being too cheap than it is by being too expensive.
Right, because they can always say like, oh God, that's a little pricey. Like, can you work with us? And then you get to say, I've loved your video game since I was a kid. That date is open for me. Yeah, I'll negotiate a little bit if you want to. But I totally agree. I think the way you win this is by pricing more and not less.
Yeah,
you've got to, and I think Barry's dead on. It's got to be at least 5,000. Good talk on that one.
I've scared myself, coaching with private coaching clients, knowing where someone's used to paying and charging that and knowing that I would have lost it had I not. And I've done it with gigs, when I know it's a trade show and I know what they have on the line. I know when their products cost $100,000 each, they don't want to pay $5,000 for a presenter for the day at a trade show. It's you can't do it. So we got to pull up our big boy pants and charge with it, ask what they're used to paying for things. So good, man. I'm glad we had that talk about that.
And it's charging a price where they feel reassured, like, yes, we have the best person in the world for this. This is the guy, So it's its own form of credibility.
Oh, yeah, definitely. People think psychologically, if we pay more, it's worth more.
Yeah. And we can now relax because we know we've assigned this task to someone who's absolutely going to knock it out of the park. And I'd way rather do that than save a little bit of money, I just want to know this event is going to kick ass and everyone's going to love it.
Yeah, money is going to be a problem. They even said it in the email. Budget is almost limitless.
Oh, my God. So, yes, have those three add-ons. And my hope is that they buy you for all three of those add-ons, man.
Right, really totally.
So it was emceeing and it was lecturing on security and body language.
Yeah, you'd be great at both those things. And then the third one was they'll have an award ceremony at night. Offer to make two or three appearances during that award ceremony, because award ceremonies are hideous, man. They're hell. They're hell. That are, they're mandated hell. They have to happen at these events, and they're just so hard. So, I've lost track of how many times, but it's over 50 at corporate events where we've done an add-on to make a couple appearances during the night at an award ceremony, and it's heaven. People are sitting there waiting for the next one. Yeah. And now the highest seller in Minnesota. You're like, oh, please no. Kill me. Minnesota's pork producer man of the year. Yeah, it's horrendous. But Good. Hey, and here's a guy on the bottom of the screen, Cliff. I know who posted early on in the group that he got a call and just said, I'm going to risk it and double my price. And you got, somebody said okay to you. Oh, you mean, let me unmute you.
They paid the price and then they tipped me really well on top of that. So that was really cool.
And they tipped you on top of it. Oh, you already did that gig. Was it any different for you doing a gig that you had charged twice as much for?
It felt there was more pressure, and I second guessed myself a lot afterwards, worrying that it was really that it was good enough for them. But I got some good feedback from them that they had a good time. So, but still, it was hard. Yeah, it messed with my head.
Yeah, that's all stuff on the inside, which is, you know, it's funny. I'll call you out on putting the word just before that, because that's the only thing we deal with. So it was in your head, you know, and that's a true thing. That's a story. And Robert's probably sitting there right now with some stories going on, like, what the hell, who are these guys telling me this? But boy, I don't think the show was probably indifferent. They handed you more money on the way out of the show.
Yeah. And then I've had three shows that were booked at my lower price since then. And it's kind of disappointing when I get the check.
You had quoted these before you had done
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. They were booked ahead of before that. So now it's like, oh man.
Have you quoted the higher price again?
I did one more time and they didn't book it. So.
Didn't go with it. Yeah. So have you done anything proactive as far, except for your price change so far? Have you focused on your, what's the area called? Didn't start with the C. I forgot the name.
Oh, Castle Rock. So I'm in touch with there's a wealthy part of town just north of us called Castle Pines that I got hooked up with a preschool there, figuring that all the rich folks there send their kids to this preschool. And I'm going to be doing a magic show over the summer there with the kids. And we talked about possibly coming out regularly. But I booked them I quoted those guys my higher show price, and they went for it. So.
Okay. Excellent. You have these areas around Colorado, around where you're at, where there, you know, for sure there's influence, there's money, there's people who are used to buying expensive things, paying more than the bottom line of the shelf. They're not looking for retail or wholesale. You know, they want the premium. So Castle Rock, even just taking somewhere like that, going in, and I'm going to do a module on this. This hasn't been part of it, but I'm going to just say before I say that. Yeah, I have someone I can bring in, and we're going to do a special module on Facebook, local regional Facebook advertising. Because something like that, Cliff, and Suzanne, everybody who's in an area where there's some influence, it's ridiculous to not have Facebook advertising. And I told this to Susie. Do you know Susie Shireman, Bree? Susie Shireman? Did you ever know her? Oh, she was a Bay Area client. Oh, my God. But she was older time. But you guys, for some reason, are so cross in my head. I always have a hard time. I have to take a breath before I say Bree. Because, I was just friends with Susie a long time ago. And then we have a Suzanne here. So there's a mess going on. But so anyway, I met you. But I talked to Bree earlier about this in the call. To find the zip code of that Castle Rock, of that Castle Pines, and do Facebook advertising to people who live within 5 miles of that. Send them on a landing page that's not your homepage or your website, but it's just a specific thing. Birthday party specials in Castle Rock. It's got a whole different flow to it. People love when things are special for them.
Right.
You know, so that's what a Castle Rock's number one birthday party choice, you know, and everything about it's a little classier. The price is higher. And it's known that way. So I'm gonna really encourage you to do that.
Yeah.
Cool. And do one for Highlands Ranch.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. Targeted Facebook ads.
All of Douglas County is doing pretty well. So
that whole county.
Yeah.
So it's really good. And you may, you know, the conversation that goes on in your head is, what if these people, you know, go back and look for me and charge me and write to me? It's a totally normal conversation to have. And it's, again, a thing that lives up here. You don't even worry about it. The people you market to in those counties, they're not looking for it. They're looking for, are you available? And if one does go back and say, hey, how come I can book you cheaper here? We can talk about that then, but it's never going to come up. Won't come up.
Or if it does, you say, oh my God, that's my old website from when I was less experienced.
Well, and the other
thing, I just haven't canceled it out, whatever. Yeah, you know, I'm upgrading. I'm in the middle of a business upgrade right now, going after an audience base that I think is a better fit for what I do. Yeah. You know?
And one of the lowest hanging fruit things that I would do on this thing is there's not even the same contact form for that. They don't speak to the same person. You know, when they write you through that contact form or call that number, you can get a free Google number that's just your whatever county you said that was. Mm-hmm. Do that. I mean, my gosh, it's a whole different arm of your business. It's not even handled. And if someone calls you from some other area and gets that, great.
It's so much better.
Right. If this is a problem with price, let's talk about that. You know, it's not that, that's not the big issue here.
Gotcha. Cool.
Especially with that kind of county. So I'm really glad you took that test early on and jumped in and booked that thing. So yeah. Good.
Yeah, that was awesome.
All right. Where are we at? Who wants to look at something of theirs? Any other questions of where we're going? Oh, I'm going to put down Facebook ads because I'm going to talk to my friend. We're going to do another special.
I feel like I already know the answer to this, but along the same lines with landing pages, you probably, if you were marketing for colleges, you wouldn't want to have on like another page on the same website, like kid shows also, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, because it draws that same.
Yeah, exactly.
Same parallel. Yeah.
Yeah, deal. You know Dale Kay?
No.
He is Dale Kitchen. I wonder where his website's at. He's the guy who focuses 100% on college. Let me see if I, yeah. Let me bring this up. And he wanted to start playing in the corporate world. I said, don't you dare send a corporate client to this.
Oh, yeah, wow.
This is completely about colleges, and he's great. Oh, my gosh, he's working. It's his whole life. But, you know, everything about him looks and smells college-y.
Yeah, it's amazing. I went to a college booking conference, and all of the hypnotists, of which there were many, just look like carbon copy clones of each other. There was this very clearly defined look of a certain type of shirt and that hair. I mean,
yep.
Very, very targeted, very specific, and definitely not corporate.
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And then how about if, for Kilted Colin, I'm rebranding that as just fair and festival entertainment. Because and it would be outside entertainment. But if I had that on the, if I had footage of me like outside at a fair or something, maybe not on a stage, but on like a street setting, and then another shot of me on like an outside stage, would that sort of still sync up?
Do you mean for the colleges?
No, not for the colleges. I don't have that right now. The way I want outdoor stuff. Yeah, for outdoor stuff. Like, yeah,
had a video that I thought was, you know, one of the better outdoor videos I've ever seen. Did I see it on this?
Yeah. Screen?
Yep. It was a great video.
Yeah, it's in the video. Yeah, over there. Yeah, it's the raw real one, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, this was fun. Yeah, really nice. Let me turn the volume. Really nicely edited, and man, it just showed owning these crowds, especially later on.
Right. But like, if I had something like this, and then I had, let's see, me on like an outdoor stage, would that still line up with being able to do the like fair? Like, would that send mixed messages, or would that?
No, it's great.
That would, okay. If I was on a stage outside, it would still be fine.
That would be great. You know what I really look at in these things is how's the audience dressed? You know, always a great marker of these. And I think you can mark, you know, I really feel strongly you can market to cross markets as long as people are dressed the same.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. That's a great point.
It's about them.
And it also, to me, Barry, it feels like there's a little wiggle room to like if you're targeting one market, to show something that's a little bit above that, you know, like you don't want to go into a whole different reality sphere, but like the difference between being on the street doing a street show versus being on a festival stage doing a kind of a street style show seems totally fine.
Yep,
totally. It just suggests to the prospect that, like, oh yeah, this guy can go up a bit. He's not only a street performer. He can actually do a stage show for my festival outdoors or whatever.
Yeah, I think at that one, the audience is dressed the same. You know, and that's really just a good thing to look at.
So would it be okay to, both pictures or video, and or would it be, if I had, let's say, a video of like people on the street and then video of people on like watching from an outdoor stage, would the outdoor stage be better to put on because it commands more like social proof?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to do a mixed video. You're going to have a collage. I mean, videos are about storytelling. You know, at the end of the day, that's what we have to do, is we have to tell a story in a very short amount of time.
Right.
Different elements, different visual elements, voiceover, quotes on the screen, music even is a big part of it. Like the music Robert used in the background of that video, you know, it wasn't upbeat. I would really look at something a little more upbeat and mysterious to make them feel like this is something I want. You know, that music was a little sleepy. And I'm not sure if it was just the English version that got that, but.
Okay.
Pump that music and the pace of the speed up. So, yeah, this is great. Now you can completely use that. One thing I want to show you guys, this is fun. See, Dale's got all this stylized font here. I mean, certainly made for him. Great stuff, great stuff. And then down here, the copy gets into this default WordPress font. Mm. There's no reason ever to do that. It's called Google Fonts. Your designers can all do it. There's a couple hundred fonts, and you can always find one that matches your stuff. Here's a great, I read this guy's site all the time, Yarrow Star. He's a great writer, entrepreneur's journey. But you know, he used a Google font here that matches a lot of his feel. It doesn't shift into the very basic, all of a sudden, now I'm in my website copy, so I have to use this crappy WordPress font. So, you know, this is death down here to have this. It blows it's like someone farting at a party, you know? You know, we're having a good time, we're feeling the whole thing, and then all of a sudden there's these bad little letters. So, don't have that on your website. Okay. And Dice does it too here, of course. You know, they got this font. Yeah, I was just going to take a peek. Okay, so that's good.
Do you have any examples of maybe entertainers' websites that have great font matching?
Yeah. Let me see if she did it on this one for us. Yeah, this is a crap. This site's terrible. This was our website where we had our agent friendly with no contact, but it doesn't even work anymore. I mean, this is taken down. I moved Raspini down over to Squarespace, which I like, and someone put this one. But in here, you know, the fonts match.
Mm.
They're part of the brand.
Right.
Google Fonts, all of them, hundreds to choose from. We used to have it on 30 Days Sugar Free. We used to have just the basic font. And it was a great example of, you know, getting it up and working. I had it on a crappy font. And then we brought in here, got to the point where it was making money, and they said, hey, now let's do the finer stuff. So this font, completely a Google font that matched the rest of our look and feel, what we wanted.
Mm. It still feels like pretty similar to basic, though. Maybe it's just like really subtle.
Yeah, I mean, God, Study of Fonts is so big, and people are crazy about it. But yeah, my designer did this. She picked the one. I didn't have anything to do with it, but... Mm. You know, it's not the way it would look if we had the basic WordPress font on here at all. Yeah. You know, that looks like this.
Mm. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
But it's also, I think, the thing is, once you get into those smaller text blocks, you don't want some font that's so crazy that it becomes illegible at 11 or 12 point. Mm-hmm. So you can still have a font that is very legible, but has a more distinct feel from your basic Helvetica or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, Helvetica and Times are like two of the most common fonts in print.
Yeah, I argued with her about this one. I said I had a hard time reading it. And she goes, well, it's part of the same family. Or it was some kind of, I forget what it's called, like the palette they use or whatever. This one, I don't think, this would be hard to tell if she modified this one. I'm not even sure.
Hmm.
I think that's the same font as above. I think it's just smaller.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway. It's into some good design stuff. So,
I like the way the sugar-free homepage is laid out, with the video on the side and the copy, and then the submit button, which calls up some sort of a light box, so people throw in their info. Yeah, I like that. And then you've got where we've appeared and the testimonials. That is probably pretty much the perfect homepage.
we've tested it hard over 3 years, and I'll tell you, this thing has. Someone's going to say that I have Gmail. I have Gmail to answer. I know, but this is. I'll just say this one live. This is this thing we're doing about 100 opt-ins. This just kicked over. I looked before this thing. Yeah, 4, and then kicks over at 100. So, you know, between yesterday and today, 104 opt-ins on the sugar page. So something's working really well with it. So
wow. Hey, I see an email I sent you.
Okay, I'll get in there and answer it for sure. Yeah.
It was actually something that maybe, I don't know, maybe the hive mind here can help.
Oh, good. Yeah, let's
if you want to take a look at it, you can show them my email.
Yeah. Exactly. I'll bring it up here and
just be sure to deselect the photo images and stuff before you pull that up, make sure we don't get.
Funny, I don't see it. Is it marked as? Oh, good vibrations. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Fill out a booking request form. Oh, someone else had something, Phil. Yes, Megan had one too. Let's talk about these. These are actually good. Someone filled out our booking request form the other day. I was wondering your thoughts before I call them back. Honestly, their budget is a little low. Can you possibly turn this around? Oh, yeah. This is a great conversation, you guys, when someone calls and you asked for your budget in here, correct?
No. I have a booking request form on one of the sites, and so they went through the trouble of filling it all out. I mean, I make it pretty clear that, you know, do you have the budget for travel and backline and, you know, all that expenses and stuff. So I'd like them to tell me what their budget is. So I know.
Is this in Illinois, Metropolis Performing Arts Center?
Apparently so, yes.
I've been there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, Arlington Heights. I didn't even see that. Yeah, I've been there. That's a great venue. Really fun. Yeah.
So
really fun.
They sent me this thing the other day, and then I just sent them a quick little personal video message, which went over really well. Those go over really well, I'm finding. And so they got back to me. So, yeah, we'd be happy to discuss them.
Very good.
But I if you're cool, go, you know, feel free to pick out whatever, you know, stands out.
Backlink here. Negotiable, which is okay. Prefer the artist bring their own backline.
Which is not possible.
Mm-hmm.
To bring the backline.
Yeah, you would have to.
We're not bringing drums on a Southwest flight.
Right. Full-time house sound. Yeah. Interesting. That's a pretty thorough form.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I would just scratch this, you know, I'd scratch it out of the conversation and so you answered them with a video?
I basically just said, you know, hey, thank you for getting back to me, you know, and want to send you a personal message that we've, you know, if we'd love to do it. I said we can use, you know, essentially the performance fee is more negotiable somewhat than obviously hard costs like flights and hotels and all that stuff. I said, so if you're asking us to bring, you know, backline, I said, that's can't happen with that budget. Cause, you know, it'll cost more to lug keyboards and drums and send them as opposed to just renting it out there.
So, you know, something we can all do is we can all always look for what else we can do when we're in the area. You know, maybe there's another performing arts center, maybe there's something else, but I wouldn't use their budget to influence my conversation at all, Jeff, and everyone. You know, you didn't even ask for what is the budget to cover the performance? Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, I mean, everything's in there. So that's probably not going to happen. That can't happen for that amount. But if you go about it just thinking, is there something else going on? Are there any corporate events? Or is there a trade show happening out there that you can look on Google and just kind of say trade shows, May 12th?
Oh, yeah. We always try to add routing dates. Wherever we go, we always try to add routing dates.
Of course. Yeah, you have to. And get them even to co-opt into it to some extent, however they can. But
I know.
it's nice when they come in with the right number, and when they don't, you have to kind of get creative and just say, what else am I going to do on this thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, the response, I mean, look, let me, I can tell you what the response is.
Is this halfway to where you need to get out there, or is it even less than that?
It's low. It's low for us. I can tell you what the response was, which was not, it wasn't, we're still alive. The deal is still alive. So here, I'll tell you.
And what's Dan Zugel? Is that something you have?
No, it's a template. It's a template website. So I mean, that's one of the features that you get when you pay the $10 a month for the site.
Oh, interesting. Okay, never heard of that one. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, she says thanks for the video message. I've never had one of those before. See, people dig those. Hopefully, we can certainly look at making this work. I forwarded the writer to our techs, and they're taking a gander. As far as backline guitars and basses, they would certainly help. Because I told them we can bring guitars and basses, but keys and drums are kind of off the table. I've CC'd our, so we can touch base with you on what you would bring, and he can get a quote for the rest. Is there a fee you would like to start from for us to work with? That's how she ended it. So,
wow. Nice.
We're still alive, but you know, and they get what I'm saying. So it just sounds like they maybe threw a low number, and they want me to tell them what we're worth.
Do you guys ever do this? And this is something we've done to play with pricing, and it's something we would have done normally, but they don't know that. Is there a VIP meet and greet option? You know, for people at this thing, an after party VIP meet. Hell, I don't know about you guys, but we do that all the time. I mean, I've done meet and greets with every CEO. I don't allow Dan near people. I never did, but he, you know, he's always mysteriously sick after each show or not feeling well. He doesn't mix well with clients, but you can do a short little bit, but it doesn't last long. But boy, if the band could do something like that, a photo session, meet and greet, you guys have a backdrop you can bring, and it could be an add-on that, you know, you can say, we'll gladly throw this in to help your budget work, but it's an add-on that we usually charge for.
Yeah. So most of the time, a lot of times they kind of already just assume, or they already ask, okay, so you guys are going to play, and then afterwards there's going to be a meet and greet, and then afterwards we're going to do this. And we have people coming. I had to do that the other night. I mean, for the last two shows that we just did over the weekend, they just assume, okay, and afterwards you're going to meet some of our donors, and we have a special private thing. And oh, okay, that's not, nobody thought to maybe think that might be extra, but it's always assumed.
That's funny. Wow.
Do you feel like you're in a position to be able to, when they're saying that kind of thing, they're like, oh yeah, that's no problem at all, our fee for meet and greets is
I think it's a great idea if they haven't asked for it, but like, you know, like I was saying, it's always been assumed. So I've never really thought of even asking it as an upsell.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a great idea though.
Yeah.
And my question is, Barry, just to back this up one step, your basic concept is, okay, so let's say the fee that I normally want to charge is 10,000. They've come in low. They've come in at 5,000. So yeah. What you're proposing, Barry, is I basically say, oh, well, yeah, you want to know what my normal fee is? My normal fee is $10,000. To give you some added value, I'd be happy to do a meet and greet afterwards, or I'd be happy to add these other features. Normally, we charge for those, but we'll just throw those in so that we can at least get our minimum, and you guys feel like you're getting, you know, you're able to offset some other costs that you might otherwise be paying for.
That's a great idea. As far as a meet and greet, that's okay. Probably the only thing we could add, maybe some slight customization. I don't know, but that's, you know.
Oh, you can add customization, no problem. You guys should in fact have a template song where you drop in the city, you know, population, mayor, funny sure. Things happened locally, but it would be great to be able to drop that in.
Well, we're doing a big thing in Salt Lake City in June, and there just happens to be this Beach Boys tune called Salt Lake City.
Ah, nice.
So we're going to try to learn that one for them. So.
And this is definitely right,
That song, Salt Lake City, if you've got a Beach Boys song that's already about a place, just swap out names.
Totally.
Yeah.
We do that all the time with California Girls. We replace it with whatever.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's not always Winslow, Arizona. But, you know, one other thing I can tell you that Dan and I have done, and boy, does this go over gangbusters, and we can all do this, is are you guys associated with any hospital or foundation, and would it be possible the afternoon or the morning of for us to go do a short bit for... Oh my gosh. I've been to so many hospitals and I love it. I mean, to me, I have to, you know, I have to work Dan into stuff like this, but it's a great makeup for the bid. And if I'm there and the option is entertaining a staff or a bunch of kids at a hospital for a half hour versus sitting in a hotel room, sign me up. So, but it's a great value offer that you can add. And you know,
that's
whenever
awesome.
The band is available, we'd be happy to go over and do a couple acoustic songs, just have a couple fun staff appreciation. If there's a hospital that supports your foundation, I would love to give back to them.
That's a great idea. I kind of just did that this past weekend with this Bee Gees band. We had this thing for this aphasia. It's called the Aphasia Center in Texas.
Yeah.
So they took us to the building. They took us to the clinic and they showed us videos about it. And they we did like a some post for some pictures and signed some stuff for their center there. And it was this big fundraiser. And they liked us so much, and we knew we had to get back home. They flew us back on a private jet.
Oh, how nice!
So that was nice. But because, they wanted us to make it happen. So, and we went out there to support their thing.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. Private jets are sweet. Just don't ever drink before you get on one. But yeah.
Well.
You don't want to be that guy who has to use the seventh seat. It's terrible.
Oh, no. It got used.
Yeah. Never good to be that guy. All right. Well.
That's a great idea, though. Thank you.
So hospitals, meet and greets. I'm just trying to think of anything off the top of my head that I've also done. Those are big ones.
Yeah, it makes me think of other, like, what are the other affiliated organizations? Like, even kind of like this funnel piece of doing a little ad. Mm-hmm. It's like, can you show up at their workplace or something? Like, where's the nonprofit centered? Like, can we go in and do a cool little lunchtime, couple songs for their core crew organizers or that kind of thing, maybe?
You know, Savannah, I was even thinking that kind of made me think of something, not even just organizations that they're involved with, but maybe other businesses that they can, partner for sponsorships, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
For that particular band, like for a Beach Boys band, hey, you get a, car, like a Hot Rod Association or a car dealer, a surf shop or something, somewhere around there. Just if you can tie the band in with maybe some sort of extra sponsorships to help make it happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that a idea, Barry?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
You really just want to be careful with your time here. You don't want to give yourself away to make something work, but if it's something that it's either easy to do because we're already there, or something that will connect you guys to maybe a mission that you guys have as a company that you like to serve kids and serve communities that, I mean, hospitals are the hardest places in the world, teachers, places like that are big donors often to performing arts centers. It's great for you to bring it up and, maybe something they could ask you to do, but boy, to add that as a value and say, hey, here's something we're willing to do with people who, it's a stretch for their budget, but here's our price for performing at your event. Here's a couple things we're willing to throw in to help you if it makes sense to you.
So how would you go about possibly just off the top of your head wording something like that? Like, for example, with the offer I just got, considering that we're still alive and they're willing to work with me on some of the logistical stuff, how now the ball's kind of in my court to provide them with value and a reason to give them a quote.
Yeah. So a couple of ways that we have helped centers, performing arts centers, our clients in the past is to add value that isn't normally part of our appearance. It so happens on this date, we have time available before our flight's out in the morning. If there is a hospital in the area that's a big supporter of the Performing Arts Center, which you can look on the internet and say, yeah, I know there is. They'll have their big donors, the Metropolis hospitals on there. They have a children's ward. How about the Beach Boys showing up at the hospital for an acoustical set, in the morning?
Cool.
And just for them to be able to say that, they can get more money out of their sponsors. They can do a huge community effort piece. Find out who their biggest sponsors are, and is there something you guys can do without dragging the drums and the keyboard and all that stuff, and do songs for 100 kids, and they'll organize this thing, usually in a really cool area in a big atrium. Oh, my gosh. I goosebumps thinking of one of these I performed in for a
kid. They had
a cry. They had them wheeled out at every wing.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Which is death.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Really
I would bring that up to this gal
just offer it and just say a couple things I'm willing to do to help you guys with the budget. But there's hard costs and there's performing costs and we're five people. And I love the idea that you're wanting to have the Beach Boys in Metropolis, a town that can use some California dreaming. and love to bring it to you. And here's a couple things that might help. And then also mention the after show meet and greet with a 10 gift CDs for your top VIPs.
And okay. Yeah. And
do you guys have a backdrop? Do you guys ever had one of those?
We have video. We have video stuff that goes on throughout the tunes. And this is like an offer for like May of 2018. So we got plenty of time to add even more stuff and look for routing dates, you know, while right. we're out to maximize that weekend.
Yeah. A fold-up backdrop could be really cool for you guys just to have for backstage for photos.
We have already, that's already in the works.
Awesome. Yep. Very good. Yeah. It's a real high value add piece, especially for you to be able to show in the proposal what those will look like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Even roll up background video walls, we're going to be getting in so we can actually start projecting, you know, just cooler multimedia behind us as it goes on. So yeah, we're investing into more multimedia.
Roll up video wall. Is that what it sounds like?
Yeah, essentially you can just roll them up and then they're on these little, you know, they rest on these little slats and then you can project stuff. And then you can run, there's a program called QLab that just runs.
Oh yeah, QLab's great, yeah.
QLab is awesome. And you can just hit play and then I'll see you at the end, folks. The whole show is just completely run. All the tracks, all the videos, all synced up.
Gotcha. Awesome. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Use the go button. But yeah.
Yeah.
QLab's a bigger version of that.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Anyway.
All right.
Barry, I'm wondering if, you know, in a situation like this, would you also, I mean, it's very similar to what we're talking about, but something along the lines of, you know, can we help you generate more sponsor dollars? Here's some things that we could give you. So yeah. you can go to your sponsors, you know, and that could be the kind of thing of like, yeah, we'll do a promo lunch at, you know,
yeah.
you go find a sponsor who wants to support this and help bring it to your town. We'll go do something for them.
I really like that. And it definitely takes more of the, you know, the position of being the trusted advisor as opposed to just being a
director. So huge.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Really. Great idea, man.
Yeah.
And I'm also trying to put myself in your head, Barry, where there's this time thing. And so it's like basically things that I can offer because I'm already there basically doesn't cost me any time. Once I'm in Salt Lake City or wherever the hell it's going to be, it doesn't cost me any time.
Yeah.
Stuff that I'm doing here in my office, that is costly for me to do. Like if I was actually having to go research the sponsors that I thought they should pursue, or if I was having to go like, hey, let me see if I can find these sponsors for you. That's a shit ton of extra time on me, and that's not a job I want to take on. But if I can just say, hey, if you've got some sponsors who'd want to come on board, I'd love to just go do a show for them to help entice them to come, because that's basically no additional cost for me. That day's already lost.
Yeah, and it's in terms of me a great way to add value. It's a good way to get out of the hotel room, too, you know? So
right.
I look for stuff like that. I mean, right here on this website, oh, here, let me pop that up. You can find right here, and all of us can be doing this, you guys. This is certainly not aim just at Jeff's thing here, but this is something we can all be looking into when we go somewhere. Look at their board of directors. I mean, listed right here, you're going to find out what these people do.
Yep.
This occupational therapist is probably the hospital that they're
Arlington Heights. It's
their mission and history. Their board.
Oh, this is the theater that.
Yep.
No, this is the theater you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, okay. This one's going to call you.
Okay.
And support. Marquee membership. Here you go. Click here to become a marquee member. Oh, sometimes I'll have these listed.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I see the list.
A list of business partners, yeah.
There you go.
Restaurant.
The juiciest information in the world is always a couple clicks away. Hotels. Interesting. I don't see a hospital tied into this one, which is amazing.
There's a museum.
Though. You know where you'll be staying.
Yeah, right.
Can't tell you where I'm staying, but there are two trees involved.
Exactly, there are two trees. If I were to, yeah.
Well, yeah, the museum is possibly a good tie-in.
Yeah, and that may not be their sponsors. That's business partners. So that may be some. Oh, here we go.
Business.
Oh, these are sponsor benefits, yeah.
Benefits.
Yeah, no, this is just they're saying what they get. Single show production.
So maybe that ends up being a conversational piece. Like, hey, if you have any, you know, we've done this sort of thing in the past where we end up, you know, working with one of your sponsors to help make this transaction exchange happen.
Yep.
Can you tell us any sponsors who might like to have the Beach Boys appear and for whom that would have enough value that they'd help cover the cost of this thing happening at your theater or whatever?
This is the big person, though. This person's name's everywhere, so.
Hmm.
Interesting, yeah.
Okay.
That's the same thing we're looking at.
Well, and this would be a good way to approach performing arts centers and theaters in general.
I mean, heck yeah.
Beyond, you know, the corporate market that we're talking about for the most part here.
But way better. This is a really good way to jump into this.
Yeah. Do you think even more so than promoting your own shows and just renting the places outright?
Oh, wow. That's
we've done that before too. We just did that in San Jose, and we did the whole, it was like a 16 grand, investment, but we had a positive return. So
wow. I always feel like it's such a risk.
It is
for me to have to try and put the butts in the seats. I would so rather, like, that theater has their mailing list of people who are used to come to their theater.
Yep.
I would so rather have them fill the seats than...
And they didn't, and the theater that we went to, and when we promoted a show back in December, with all the money that we spent on advertising for print and media, everything, television, everything, they wouldn't even let us access their mailing list. The theater's
wow.
All... It was...
That's surprising, man.
Yeah,
I hate that.
Everything
stuff.
From scratch, and it was like a 1,200 seat, thing. We managed to fill it, but it was
That's a massive achievement.
Yeah, and it was our first time, so we made a profit on our first promoted show.
Wow, awesome. Good. That was Beach Boys?
No, it was Bee Gees, but it was through our agency, our company out here in Vegas, where we.
Man, good for you. That's a huge undertaking, man.
Totally.
A couple other alumni just did that at the the Phillips Performing Arts Center in Orlando. They just did one, and it was really
wow.
A couple of them got together, used a smaller theater, but I think it was still a couple hundred seats, and sold two shows.
Well, we're looking to do our second one. We're already researching, because we want to do that instead of just being an agency. Be a little more proactive.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it was good.
Wow. But to that point, it's almost as if approaching it this way from that, how can I serve, is probably might be a little more powerful than even calling and saying, hey, we want to just promote and produce the show there. And we'll just pay you to do it.
Heck yeah. And let me tell you something. We can all do this, you guys. We don't need to be doing this work. This is textbook work for a VA to be doing. $5 an hour VA in the Philippines. Textbook. Find the 50 top performing arts centers in America. Go onto their website. Find who their corporate sponsorships are. What hospital, what regional facilities are tied in as sponsors. And fill out this Google spreadsheet for me. That's a $30 project.
Yep.
So heck yeah, please do that. Oh, did I share that to you? No, I didn't share that. Yeah, this is a couple of people who did it in Charles Peachock and Costa. Yeah, they did one at the Phillips Performing Arts Center, but they four-walled it and did really well. Invited a ton of producers, meeting planners from Orlando. They were right in the area. And got a bunch of the audience. So, and that was right after Costa fooled Penn and Teller, which was great. So they had a good thing going there. Good. All righty. All right, Suzanne, you feeling any better? You all right? No. Okay. All right, you guys. Well, good. I don't know if anyone else wants to do anything else today to dig into something. I think there's a ton that came up today, and I'm peaked on ideas here. I'm going to finish one thing for Module 7, which is going to kick ass. I'm going to show the CVIs on a couple other mediums for producing them, and we'll move into the depths of that. Oh, hey, go ahead, Suzanne. You guys. Oh, yeah, you're sick. Holy cow.
Yeah, it's really bad. I had a question. I typed it in the chat.
Oh, sorry about that. Let me just see if
I... No, it's all right. I just wanted to know if we could get a list of everybody's websites somewhere in the... either on the page or...
Oh, yeah. In the Facebook group?
Yeah, you know what I'll do is I'll start on the Facebook group. I'll just start a file, and feel free to put yours in there if you'd like.
Okay.
That's why it'll be a Facebook file on our group. That'll be great.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
And also to Susie's question, I posted a couple of times, asking Barry if you had any examples of some previous member websites that you think, kind of best exemplify everything.
I shared that. Did you not see those?
I did not.
Yeah, it's on our Facebook group. It was the day. Yeah, I can do that one. I definitely know.
I think it was in a comment.
Was it? It was in a comment. I should get that out of here. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and maybe too, just put those into the same file where people are listening. We're all listening.
Yeah,
our websites.
That'd be great.
It's all in one place.
Especially those of us that might have to design our sites ourselves. I could use some examples.
Yeah. I just went into the wrong group to look. I have so many different kinds. Nope, that's the wrong one too. All right, now let me find the right one. Yeah, and I'll just put that link up here. If I have it on my screen, there it is, SBBP. I think I showed 4 or 5 in the, Okay, I'll have to find that. Okay, I'll look that up, you guys. And I will put a note to myself.
Quick question, Barry. I keep hearing the term USP thrown around, and I don't know that I've ever heard what it actually is. I kind of have a sense of it based on context.
Yeah.
But what does USP actually stand for?
Actually, it stands for unique selling proposition.
Okay.
It's the proposition we make to people that's uniquely ours. It's something we can own fully. So, yeah.
Perfect. Great. Thank you. And then I have public declaration of commitment that I just want to throw out in front of people is that I will have this week get my website so that it's functional enough that I can send someone to it.
Whoa.
I think I'm kind of half-ish way there, but I just want to get, without trying to get it done, just get it usable so I can start referring people to it.
Oh my gosh, Finn, thank you. So just even that zero to step one is so huge. Let us know when it's up and what we can do to help support you in that, and copywriting, whatever feedback, say what level of feedback you want on stuff like that.
Right. I've got a couple key questions that I definitely want people to answer from an outside perspective regarding the name I'm using and stuff like that. But I want to get it to, I no longer have demo content on the site, which I currently do. Mm. There's all this stuff about this band, the make-believe band that this template was based on. And I'm I don't need to have their t-shirts for sale on my website.
Right.
So, so this week, website up, that's my 20% that'll do 80% for me.
Yeah, you're not kidding. That's going to be a biggie. That'll be great.
Yeah, it's critical.
Yeah, and good. So, can't wait to see that posted, man. And we'll dig in and have some fun with that. And somehow we got to spend another 2 hours together. I just love it. So I will, thanks all. And take something, let me know. I made a challenge in today's homework, which you should refresh if you saw the one that was published before. And just know, I asked you in there, kind of what's the one commitment you want to do? What's the one thing that you've learned so far that you want to sink and put that 20% of the work into that'll get you 80% change in results? It's in there. It's already in there. So. And then we can refine that as we keep going. So, say goodbye to everyone. Hey, Colin, real quick, awesome. Have you done anything with that website that you you bought a URL? Yeah. You invested a fair amount of money in that. Have you done anything with it?
Socially exceptional. Mm-hmm. I've been talking to my accountability group just about the socially exceptional stuff, and then trying to do the show business stuff in this blueprint. So I've been making. I wrote a mission statement for that I'd love to actually tell you guys quick.
Let's hear it.
You want to hear it? I help people who are in transition or looking for a change to be socially comfortable in every and any situation, allowing them to have a more satisfying and successful professional and personal life.
Good for you. I'll encourage you to rewrite the word help. Stay away from that word.
Okay.
And also more. Two words that jumped out at me that should go is help. You lead people or you lead groups, cultures, community, people, individuals. Don't be a helper. And the second one is more. Like, we want to get away from things that make it better, easier. We want to create new realities for people. We want to give people new opportunities that they've never even thought of. So those two little pieces of advice will help you craft that mission even tighter.
All right, so not more, because I don't want more of the same. I want something completely different for my life.
The lead and new.
Nice.
Yeah, good. New opportunities. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ah, good, man. Congratulations. I was hoping that wasn't sitting on a GoDaddy account. And I'll challenge you to get a simple WordPress site put up at the place. And if you use Instapage, if you use anything else, but get a landing page on there that just has a place for people to opt in. You can do that in the next couple of weeks. I know it.
Yeah, I have a meeting with Joanne, who did your website today.
Oh, Jane?
Jane, yeah.
Ah, very good.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk to her today, and hopefully, because that was my goal with the accountability group, is just getting a website up this week.
So simply, and I'm not even talking a full website. Go a squeeze page for now, just a simple squeeze page where you can have people opt in for some little thing, you know, 5 tips that'll make you more socially exceptional today.
Right.
Just start building a list. Once you have that list, you'll be where Jeff's at, and I'll just start pushing you to do a survey. What do you guys need? What's going on? What if I offer you this? Would you guys come on a webinar and listen to these three? The world's open once you have a small mailing list.
Right. Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, you bet.
I'm going.
All right. Good, you guys. Thanks for showing up.
Yeah. Good job, everybody.
Onward.
Feel better, Sam.
See y'all soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Rob.